grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the fourth chapter, the 16th through the 18th verses. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This festival of All Saints brings to mind these words of St. Paul. We do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. On this festival of All Saints, the Church here on earth lifts her eyes to that which is unseen, the Church in heaven, in the consciousness that there is but one Holy Church, Christ's mystical body, of which he is head, not two churches, not two bodies, but one body. One Holy Church struggling here on earth, at rest in Christ's nearer presence. Saint John, exiled on the island of Patmos, was given a vision of the Church in heaven, as we heard in the lesson read just a few moments ago. John's vision of that great multitude which no one can number, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in robes made white in the blood of the Lamb of God, holding in their hands palms of victory, and together with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, praising the Lord who has brought them safely home. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. When those we love in this world are taken from us, our grief is all too real, and our tears flow. And there is nothing unchristian, nothing faithless in that. I remember how Queen Elizabeth once put it so well when she said, "Grief is the price we pay for love." Grief is the price we pay for love. And the greater the love, the greater the grief. And I think we all know that and have experienced that. And in writing to the Christians in Thessalonica, St. Paul doesn't say that Christians shouldn't grieve when those they love are taken from them. He says we shouldn't grieve as those who have no hope. For despite our grief, when those we love so much are taken from us, we know through faith in our risen Savior that our loss is their gain. St. Paul said it, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." To die is gain. When St. John received the heavenly vision on the island of Patmos, the churches he was writing to were plagued, not only with persecution by the mighty Roman Empire, but also by the presence among the Christians in those churches of weakness and coldness and sin, and falling from faith as well. And so the heavenly vision given to John is shown against an exceedingly grim backdrop of a world which knows not God and indeed hates God. Anybody who's read the book of the Revelation to St. John knows just how frightening so much of its imagery truly is. Here there is what you might call a terrible realism. In this imagery, St. John discloses what is always happening as the world suffers the ravages of human sin and the unceasing efforts of Satan and his minions. The revelation to St. John reveals all this both as a warning and as a word of comfort that despite it all and through it all, the risen and ascended Lord continues to guide and protect his blood-bought flock, to guide and protect us from the malice of the world which knows him not, and from the malice of the one who is a liar and the father of lies. And the outcome of this never-ending struggle is not in doubt, because Christ truly is risen, and his now hidden victory will be unveiled, revealed to the whole creation in that end which is no end, but the beginning of the life and the joy eternal. You've heard the words of St. John in his first letter, where he wrote, "Beloved, we are God's children now, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We shall see him as he is. In the Holy Gospel for this festival, the Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And that's only one of the promises of the Lord Jesus to all who place their trust in him. Listen again to what he said to his disciples, what he is in fact saying to you and to me. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." These are Christ's promises to you. They're promises which even now are being fulfilled in part. And they are promises that will be perfectly fulfilled in the kingdom that is yet to come. And yes, they are also a call to conform our minds to the mind of Christ revealed in these words. "And whoso blesses us with such exceeding great and precious promises." We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.